Information technology companies are looking for new business in places they might not have looked before, such as the federal market. And that's been driving some important mergers and acquisitions lately, and so has the expanding health IT market. Bloomberg Government has examined several recent takeovers. Jorge Uquillas is a quantitative analyst at Bloomberg. He joins me now with more of what's going on in the federal supplier base. Jorge, great to have you back. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Tom.
All right. So your latest analysis describes diversification and expansion in the federal IT market. What do you find is going on?
So we've been, in the last couple of months, we've been looking at the consolidation among basically mid-tier contractors. And then in the last couple of weeks, we saw that a couple of IT contractors were basically being acquired. So we were looking at the reasons why this is happening. And we're seeing that we have large companies such as Arrow Electronics acquiring IMEC Group. It's a $22 billion company acquiring a much smaller company. And the reason why is their companies are looking to basically expand within the federal government, either their existing contractors, but they're just expanding their customer base. They're looking for other areas. They're looking to access different contracting vehicles within the federal government.
And so while those of us that are very close to the market year after year after year are lamenting the fact that it's not growing all that fast, it sounds like it's a very attractive market to companies even now that have not been into it heavily before.
Companies look to acquire other companies there in similar markets, sometimes you always hear investment bankers talk about synergies. There are some costs that are reduced when you expand, when you acquire other similar companies. And now that the market's not growing, one of the few ways you can expand your revenue, basically, is by acquisitions. And we had a similar situation back in the early 90s when budget pressures reduced the federal budget, and we had the massive consolidation of large contractors. Now with similar pressures affecting contractors, we're going to continue seeing, and this time, not larger contractors because there's limited ability of merging, but some of the mid-tier contractors, the smaller contractors are going to be acquired and merge into larger competitors.
And you mentioned also that the health IT area of the federal market is driving this. How is that happening?
Well, in the last 3 years, we've seen the health IT market grow almost exponentially, particularly because of changes within DOD, MBA expanding their electronic health records investments, and because of the Affordable Care Act and its related investments. So a lot of companies see this market as a source of revenue, and in particular in the health IT, we saw that T4 had no restrictions on companies acquiring small businesses and being basically and continue using those small business opportunities. So companies were acquiring a lot of the small businesses within T4 and getting access to those very lucrative contracts.
All right. So in other words, you can buy your way in and reduce costs at the same time. And I guess also you might be able to say that if you are in the federal health IT market, that could probably strengthen your position in all of the other commercial IT health IT markets that really are driving are being driven in terms of standards and so forth by the federal market.
That's true. The adoption of federal of electronic health records was spurred by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. There were a significant number of incentives, so it's a growing market within both civilian and within the federal government. And given that the BA and DOD are some of the largest customers, they're going to drive a lot of the not only innovation but interoperability. And everybody who deals with federal government will need to have will need to be able to meet their standards. So being in this market means that if you're in this market, you need to be with the federal government because it's essential.
All right, so I want to talk about some of the mergers and acquisitions that you've described in this latest report. And one that's particularly interesting is SAIC, you say, is re-entering the intelligence market because of its acquisition of a company called Cytor. What's driving this, and what's happening with that merger, or that acquisition, I should say?
So when SISC and Leidos and decoupled about 2 years ago, Leidos took most of the intelligence work that happened within the original SAIC. So SAIC was looking to get back into the intelligence business, especially SAIC has done much better, according to Wall Street, since the spinoff. And it was looking for some way to get back in, and Cider was, as a high-end provider of intelligence services, seems to be the right opportunity. So now Leidos, which had basically no intelligence work after the merger, is buying a company that focuses almost solely intelligence work. And Cider has about 1,500 employees who work with clearances. So it's a large acquisition. It's probably one of the largest providers of high-end classified work. So it's just a broadening of services and something that's really hard to expand unless you have a workforce that's cleared and access to these type of contracts. It's not something that you can easily access.
All right, so it's a sort of a shortcut. And by the way, we're speaking with Jorge Oquios. He is a quantitative analyst at Bloomberg Government. And let's talk about the Arrow acquisition of the Immix Group. Now, Arrow is a big publicly traded company, but it hasn't had much of a presence in the federal market, unlike one of its rivals, say, Avnet, which has had a much bigger footprint. And so it's buying a company that's about a $2 billion company, but totally privately held, Immix Group. And what's Arrow's strategy there, and what's attractive to Arrow in the Immix Group?
So although both companies deal with smaller, both Arrow and Immix Group deal with smaller OEMs and smaller IT solution providers, Arrow Electronics, for some reason, was not very involved with the federal government. It's a $23 billion company, but it was selling almost nothing to the federal government. I believe like something around $20 million of those $22 billion were federal government obligations. Immix Group, on the other hand, was solely focused in the federal government. It's very active. It's a very active firm of helping smaller companies get into the federal government. So by acquiring Immix Group, Arrow is broadening its scope of its foothold within the federal government, and it's also broadening the vehicles it has. And most of Arrow's obligations right now are Schedule 70, although Immix Group it's about 50% Schedule 70. It also has part of SOUP, is part of DoD's Enterprise Software Initiative, a part of NetSense small business, and it has a more broader it's much broader within the federal government.
Sure. And when Arrow actually closes on Immix Group, so that's likely to result in some cost consolidation, say in marketing and administration, billing, and that kind of thing?
There'll be some of that. I mean, there'll be some consolidation, but given that they're very different markets, I imagine that a lot of the existing structure within Immix will remain. That's more of my opinion, I guess. But it's more of an access to the federal government, and it's actually broadening the base of, for Immix Group, it's broadening the base of suppliers and manufacturers that it has access to. It's going from a couple hundred to a couple thousand OEMs and manufacturers that will have access to, and which will be able to like basically add to its value add and solutions.
And so, like so many companies, though, it's going to have to probably expand its base of vehicles that it is active in through Immix Group in order to grow this whole thing.
Yes. It, now that it's a much larger company, it's going to be a more aggressive competitor and competing for any of these for all these new Dish Immix and IDIQs that come out.
And so this puts maybe it gives more strength to the resulting company versus a similarly structured company like Carahsoft.
I wouldn't know.
or outside of this particular study. All right, one last one I wanted to ask you about was Looking Glass and its acquisition of Cloud Shield. These are not quite household names the way Arrow, Immix, and the others were. What's that one all about?
So Leidos was looking to, as opposed to SAIC, which was looking to add some of the areas where which some of its classified, Leidos was looking to basically spin off or divest Cloud Shield Technologies. And it's a small company that has very few unclassified obligations, both companies, actually, I might say. So we have very little visibility of what they do. We know through press releases that they both work in classified IT work. So it was, if we're Looking Glass, it was, like I mentioned, it's such a difficult word to expand in when you're working at in the classic field, just because of the level of information and information sharing is so limited, that for Looking Glass, Cloud Shield seemed to be a great opportunity to expand within this field. It's both companies are, well, Cloud Shield is coming out of a larger company, but they're both rather small companies, so they're looking to strengthen its foothold in the market.
All right, so I guess the bottom line is the federal government might be steady, but that's what's the great thing about it. It doesn't shrink much either, does it?
At Bloomberg Government, we don't see the market. I mean, we've seen a decrease from the past 3-4 years, but we don't see the market going that much lower for the next couple of years. In fact, this is going to grow basically along inflation for, as long as the current budget situation holds. So it's going to be a steady market, and because of the pressures in the past couple of years, there's been a lot of and the restructuring, there's been opportunities to buy smaller companies. And a couple of years, we had a couple of companies splitting off, and so there were, you know, if you're buying something, it's better if it's as, you take smaller bites in the case of smaller companies. So you'll see a lot of companies trying to consolidate. You'll see a lot of companies trying to slim their operations. And when they slim their operations, they seem like better targets, too. So,
all right. So we'll see more of this coming up in the future. Jorge Uquias is a quantitative analyst at Bloomberg Government. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.